Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Can I just ask us a slightly adjacent question to this, I guess, is what's your stance, both of you, sort of on like the recruitment strategy? Because I've seen sort of chat online about like, we've sort of moved away from signing like the unsexy player. Like when Ronaldo wasn't a sexy player when we signed him, we relegated team, but he was like the right age profile fit. My counter argument to people who've sort of been discussing that, like we've been chasing, so we don't get you many in the summer. Where was the backup type thing? My counter argument to that is, well, what we've done instead is we've gone after youth. So we've gone for the Harvey Elliotts, the Carvalhos. They're going to grow into these roles, but obviously you've then got the problem of you've got to wait 2 or 3 years.
I think it's a bit simplistic when people go, well, you know, Mane was our second choice option over, you know, Brandt was first choice, Mane was second choice, or Salah, you know what I mean? It was Goethe or Mane, it was Brandt or Salah, and you know, you can go down those sort of lists. The problem with people forget that Liverpool were a bit crap when we signed them players, so it was much easier to buy him improvements. I think it's Liverpool feel that it's a waste of money buying lads who are all just to buy them as squad players. What you're meant to do is you buy better, and what's your best level becomes your backup. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you start buying backups, you are quietly undercutting the quality of your squad. Now you could argue we've done that anyway by just keeping hold of certain players, keeping hold of injury prone players, and maybe holding on to one or two a little bit too long. But so it's whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it's kind of by the by. I'm just saying that's what they've done. That's what their process always was. You could afford to buy a Gini Wijnaldum because odds are he was better than Emre Can. You know what I mean? And you could afford to buy, you know, you could bring in Mane because, let's be honest, he was miles better than Adam Lallana in a front three kind of situation because he had tons and tons of pace. You could afford to buy Salah because we only had one lad with pace. We needed two lads with pace, it became much easier. But whenever we've then tried to upgrade the front three, we've found it really difficult because, well, then you've got three guys who score 15 goals a season minimum. It's a very difficult ask to do that, and then you start to get into the brackets of why you're paying £80 million for Nunes and so on. So I think it's why, and I've referenced this a lot in the last few weeks, it's why we wait for Van Dijk and don't buy Stefan de Vrij, who's had a very good career as a, you know, the Dutch centre half who's played at a good level, but no one ever talks about him in the brackets of the best centre halves to play the game. That's what Liverpool have to do because they can't afford to take too many gambles on footballers, and they will always, sorry Ian, I'll let you jump in, they will always gamble on someone in the building already than someone coming in at a lesser, unless they can guarantee quality when they're bringing in. You know, you'll trust someone who's an existing squad player who knows what's happening and understands the culture and fits in with the culture, than take a gamble on someone coming in who might be more available. But what if he's not? What if he doesn't quite gel? What if it takes 6 months to get him up to speed? That's my take on it.
Hey, you wonderful podcast listener. Get back to the show very, very shortly. Just want to give you a heads up about our merchandise store, redmenmerch.com. Go over there, check it out. Some amazing t-shirts, books, gifts, absolutely everything you need for the Liverpool fan in your life, or indeed just to treat yourself. So yeah, head on over to redmenmerch.com. Check out the amazing products that we've got on offer. I'm sure you'll love them, and I'm sure you're going to love the rest of this show too.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
My take on it is we brought in Carvalho and Elliott because they were like the next part of the evolution of this Liverpool squad. I think Liverpool in general, they were one in, one out. And I think part of the problem was is we've not, at some point we were going to sell either Kate or Oxen and decided against it, or we couldn't move them out. So,
but we clearly couldn't move either of this summer because they were both injured.
They were both injured. And I think my take on that is I think they should have been, one of them should have gone the summer before. Mm-hmm. Not saying both of them should have, but one of them, and then we should have refreshed there. I think another problem is as well is that we used to buy robust players, players who don't get injured, and they were one of our main things that we looked at. It doesn't seem that that is part of the priority now. Yep. I mean, you just look at the signing of Arthur. The first thing we looked at when he signed was his injury record. I mean,
well, I think the first thing they looked at was, is he available and can we get him to sign in the next 2 days? It was a significant part of that transfer.
Yeah, and but then we got him in, and then we were all excited for a couple of hours, and then we seen, there we go. Yeah. And it happened, and everything happened.
No, you're right, and that is it. You know, that ruthlessness in the transfer market is maybe a little bit of the issue. But again, I feel like I'm going like this mad, everything the club does is perfect kind of approach. But when you know, it's like being a business owner, I can empathise with decisions. It's like you can only sell people that people want to buy. You know, by all accounts, Ox had a deal with Newcastle, wanted Ox in January, and he turned them down. He wanted to stay, and that's what he ended up having a cob on all for the rest of the season because he then didn't get used. And I think that whether that was a little bit of like, well, mate, you had your chance to go and play footy, there's no chance for you to play footy here, so you've kind of made your bed. And yet, there's now a lad who knows that he's not got a long term future, he knows his contract's up, and he's still at the club, and he must be looking at it going, look at my age, look at my injury record. I'll just hang on to the end of the season now. Get some half decent club will take me, but I'll get a big wedge, and that'll be me boxed. It's, and also that knock-on of the COVID thing of Liverpool have built themselves this system where they have to maximise value of sales. They've become very good sellers. You know, you're old enough to remember, Liverpool used to be terrible sellers. Oh, terrible. Yes. Like, remember getting like, we made a profit on Peter Crouch, but just, you know what I mean? That was seen as an okay bit of business, but Liverpool had a weak bargaining position because they knew we were sell to buy, and they knew that they need to get this out the door. So everyone who left, like Chelsea, were always great sellers. They buy people in and secretly make a profit on every lad they moved on. Liverpool couldn't do that. Now they can, but that comes with a knock-on effect. If you've got to play a bit of brinksmanship and you've got to hold on to players and you've got to say no to certain deals because our margin for error is so much smaller, because it's not Man City can go, okay, you know, they've done brilliantly in selling on two, by the way, but they can every now and again go, oh, it gives a shit, 50 million, whatever, let's go and buy another one. We can only do that every now and again. If we have too many of them, our entire house of cards falls down, and what's kind of, we're at, it's happening already, but the alternative, it what I'm suggesting is the alternative was probably considered, and this was we've ended up this one because not like someone's blindly gone, oh well, whatever, you know. I think they've tried their best, and it's
and they've just needed a body in.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Like, it's mad. Liverpool haven't had to build from the top before. Not in my time of supporting Liverpool. Liverpool have never been up right at the pinnacle. We were on the way down when I started supporting us, and then since then we've been trying to get to the top and having false starts, and then not knowing how to go the next step. Well, we made the step. We got to the right to the top, and now we're having to like build right at the pinnacle of the mountain. And it's obviously a much different process from the client.
Me and John were talking about it just before we started as well. It's like I was a fan like late 80s, early 90s, so I seen us at the top and then decline. So when I'm seeing the likes of now, I'm probably a little bit more, I don't want to say relaxed because it's hard watching us right now, but I can accept it a little bit more because during the 90s, we won like, after we won the League Cup, we didn't win nothing then until 8-9 years down the line.
Yeah, until the treble, wasn't it? Yeah.
So we'll get back.
Yeah, that's true. But it's again, I can appreciate the difficulties. I mean, it's just where it's how angry you want to get about them is the issue.
I do think as well, and I'm very guilty of this because you know I used to do a show about it with Chris, but we can sort of look for analogues in it as well. I think a lot of people sort of look at like that Barca team and how they kept stretching that, and then look where they've ended up. The only teams who've really done sort of this and kept the same group of lads really, other than City, and obviously City have got unlimited money, is probably Bayern. And then Bayern reached that point, didn't they, where they were like, we've got to sell Robin, we've got to, and they pushed it too far after we snotted them. Yeah. So it's hard, and you know, I just think it's like you've got to sort of put yourself back in the human side of it, and that, like, you know, it's one thing saying, well, you've got Kane today, you've got Chamberlain, get rid of them, and it's like, well, yeah, but they've got to want to go, and you know what I mean, like what you're saying with the Newcastle thing, it's like you can't just say, well, we're selling you to Newcastle, like he's got to want to sign for Newcastle as well. Yeah. You know, and that's why loads of these lads,
but he regrets it now, by the way. he regrets it now. No, that's the point, is that we're never privy to it, because again, our experience of selling players comes in computer games where you click a button and it happens by and large, but there's obviously lots more moving parts to it. That's not to say I don't think Liverpool should spend more money. I think they should. I think they absolutely should. I think it would be negligent to not get someone half decent in January. Hopefully there's someone of the sufficient quality available without it being another Artur Melo, Ozan Kabak, Ben Davies style is a human being who can play football kind of situation. Hopefully it is someone they actually want. It's more Diaz than that.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, it's clear. It is possible, isn't it? We actually have a good track record of doing business in January, as it turns out. But no, it is a really difficult one. And again, people often ask me, like, I put a tweet out about watching Prey, the Predator prequel the other day, and said I really enjoyed this, and someone said, Paul, can you tell me what your opinion is on FSG in or FSG out? And I was like, oh my god, like, you know, every time Liverpool are crap, I've been getting asked this for the last 10 years, and I just don't think it's an issue. And by that, not to say that I think they're perfect, it's just they clearly need to do more, but I don't think they don't want to do more, because there's no benefit for them, for Liverpool to have a drop in revenues, or for Liverpool to stop being a club that wins major honours, because the beefing up the value of the assets, all part and parcel of what it does in the grand scheme of the overriding FSG package, it's not, you know, it's important for Liverpool's overall status in the game to be good, because it helps them in what they do. So they'll probably, and then they've got it. What they've got is a track record of course correction. They've getting things wrong, and then actually someone going, yeah, and then them getting it right. The idea of chucking them out and going back into the wilderness of looking for another ownership group is mad. I just don't know what FSG out looks like is my thing, because the only way you're getting better, and by better I presume people mean owners will spend more of their own money, is to get an ownership group that, let's be honest, comes with a suspect background. It's either it's a sports washing project, or it's, you know, it's some sort of like sugar daddy deal, which I don't think really exists anymore. You can't sports wash with Liverpool. That's why Chelsea are just going to go back to being another football team. They might be able to be what we've been over the last few years, but they're never going to be Roman Abramovich Chelsea again, because they're a big football club now. they have too many eyes on them. Mm. And you know what, you can sports watch Newcastle because you've got this grateful fan base who are so desperate for anything. They're so blinded by the money, they don't give a shit to look under the fucking, you know, look behind the curtain, see where it's come from. City were exactly the same. You can't do that at Liverpool because the fan base wouldn't allow it. It would be toxic from minute one. If like if the same ownership group that bought Newcastle came in at Liverpool, there would be fucking anarchy. That, you know, the people would be setting fire to Anfield, you know what I mean?
Rightly so as well, because I'd be one of them.
No, exactly, and that's where we're at, is that what does it look like? Because there's no other football owners who aren't bankrolled by states or by oligarchs or whatever, who have done a better job in the last 7 years. Mm. And people can go, it's all Jürgen Klopp and blah, blah, blah. All right, well, it's unprovable. But he likes working within that system. He's enjoyed that. He hasn't decided to get off at any point because he'll have been offered jobs galore in that time. Real Madrid will have been throwing money at him every year going, yeah, come and have a go over here. He's been happy to stick it out.
And extend.
Exactly.
I think the other sort of tacit thing there as well is, in obviously got a history of it in terms of Hicks and Gillette and stuff, that ownership is at least accountable to the fan base. Like they have backed down on everything when the fan base has sort of said we don't want this. And that's again sort of the thing I always think gets sort of lost in the FSG out thing. It's like in and out, it's like, well, everything we've sort of asked, it took time, but they've ended up coming around to our side, you know what I mean?
No,
and that doesn't happen if you have a different owner.
No, exactly. And that's it. Mistakes, you know, I don't know, they've made some stupid mistakes. Everyone's made, there's not an ownership group that hasn't made stupid mistakes, but they've delivered a degree of success. And I think we're at an interesting stage now where they've paid for the climb, they've funded it, and the way they've funded it has led to us, in the last 3.5 years, 4 years, we've won every trophy you can win. So it's obviously worked to a point. It's now, what does the next evolution look like? Does that require them to do something different? Can you sustain, can we rebuild a team to maintain ourselves at that level with the same business model? Nobody knows that. It looks like no. So if that's no, then are they going to put their hands? Because if they decide, then we're just happy to go back into the pack of being between fourth and eighth for a couple of years. That's when you'd have to start to question, you know, what the motivations are behind stuff. But
is it just FSG though as well? Because Klopp notoriously likes to work with a small squad. So maybe Klopp needs to start thinking different now, get a bigger squad now.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. There's loads of things that we don't know. All we know is that we all want Liverpool to be the best team in the world every season, and we want us to challenge for every honour, which we have done. We want more of that. We don't want the party to end, and it looks like the party is ending. So when it is, you're starting to look around. It's like, you know, the party's ending, so everyone's starting to like grab what they can to extend it and keep it going. Whereas, you know, maybe it does need a bit of fresh thinking and stuff. But again, on the in and out stuff, I don't think people realise how much turmoil that costs a football club and what it causes and what damage it causes to the fan base, what it causes to the support. You know, all people aren't behind the team anymore. There's infighting, there's protesting and all that kind of stuff. If they then decide to pull funding in the short term because they're thinking, well, fuck you, that has a destabilising effect. The best thing to do is build with what you've, keep within the framework of what you've got, but push for more and try to find a way to make it work again, which, like I say, I don't know. Maybe it's stupid blind faith. My belief in them is that they will want to, because I don't see that any sensible business people would want to not have their asset be the best it can be. Now, I don't know. We went through before. I remember 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, going through their asset stripping. And we were like, yeah, because they're letting Pepe Reina go, and all the big wage earners are getting off, and we're getting these lads in on lower wages. That's an asset strip. That looks like a guy's coming in and ripping the club off. What it was them going, nah, these lads are on too much money for what we're getting out of them. We've got to start from scratch. We've got to clear the decks, and we've got to build up. And that looked mental at the time. But it got us, so kind of just got us, it's annoying, but you've kind of got to sit back and let the people do the thing. I've no burning passion to go back to the barricades, because I think it's a bit like twisting on 19 in pontoon or 20. You know, we might look out and get the perfect owner who is everything, who provides everything Man City provides, but you know, they haven't got questionable human rights issues behind them, and they haven't got, like, you know, dodgy sources of how they're funding things and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, good. Good luck with that. Anything else? Do you want to move on? Should we move on?
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.